Therefore, they could scratch a little, but they came back. Mm-hmm. And, and this dog now, something peculiar about him. He got one white eye. And he goes by the name of Chalk Eye. Mm-hmm. And you'd think it might be one eye, but he sure ain't. And he grabs a coon. If it ever hits the ground and he can reach it, he's a gone coon.
Hmm. Do you just kill him to leave him, or does he worry you?
No, he'll kill him so quick that the life's out of him. When he turns him loose, unless you grab him and you know how he gets him loose from one when he don't want him to completely kill it, he'll just reach to run to him and grab each ear and just give him that away, pull it on his ear as hard as he can, he'll turn loose back. But if he goes whip that dog, he got tied to a tree just like a mule. You can't whip him and have him loose. He'll eat you up.
Hmm.
You put that chain on his collar in a good humor. Then you tie him to a tree or a post. Oh, he's vicious.
Hmm.
Well, just like I tell you, he's one of the best noted stud dogs, I guess, in Oklahoma. All hunters, all they glory in a dog and climb that, try to climb that tree after that goat. He's actually a tree dog. Mm-hmm. I love a tree, you know, and then he'll bark a few times and throw his head to the ground and go trailing on. Chalk Eye won't do that.
Stick with his coon.
He stick with his coon. This one's the only one he wants right then. And a lot of dogs will run one up and he'd rather run than the tree. And that's what makes them bring gyps of fur to breed to them. He lost a dog last night. And he gave $125 for it, just 11 months old. He come from Tennessee.
Hmm.
But Law, he got the papers with him, and he's a very popular strain of dogs.
What did you take him out hunting and
John
didn't come back?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he worked 40 hours a week, you see. Now, like tomorrow night, he'll hunt. And his wife don't, just him and his wife. She don't object. Well, he got to do a lot of petting around to get to hunt two nights right now, huh? So he slipped out last night. She went somewhere. And he slipped over on a little creek here in the southwest of town. And it's going to take a little round, just to give him a little exercise. Before she got back, by the time she got back. And when he got ready to come in, well, that young dog didn't, he hadn't had enough exercise. He wouldn't come in, he wouldn't come to pick up. You know, they have dog coops, they build a dog coop, and set the pickup and have two doors in the end for that dog coop. Well, now, this boy of mine, well, both of them, they have their dogs on one side of that coop, and then they'll take a neighbor or a friend, one of their buddies, and they put his dogs on the other side. Now, I'll say tonight, out to $100 or there at my house, they throw that dog pen door open, holler load up, and you ought to watch it. They don't do that until they have that pickup place, the right place, and the door open where they want them to go. Boy, when one hits the back end of that cup, the other's right behind him. He steps up and shuts the door. Well, they learn that, and they do that coming home.
They really want to go, huh?
They really want to go, and then if you don't keep them out around midnight, they don't get exercise enough, and they don't come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do we do now? An ad in the paper for his dog?
Well, that dog's got a collar on. With a little copper plate about that long. It's branded on that collar, but before we branded on there, it's engraved